Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
We're learning Mesech the Chulin Daf Tzadik Zayin. The sugya starts at the end of that Tzadik Vavim and Beis, right after the Mishnah Amar Shmuel. The name of the Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about if you did not remove the Gid Anasha before you cooked the Yerech, it's the Yerech and the special Gid Anasha. You cook the Gid Anasha with the, you cook the Yerech with the Gid Anasha. So then the Mishnah had said that the Gid could ask the Yerech if it has B'nais in Tam. Like the Gemara says in the Psalic Testament Beis, this Mishnah goes like the Man Yoma that Yesh B'gid B'nais in Tam, and the Mele could ask the Yerech if it's cooked together. So the Gemara says, Amish Shmuel, Loi Shanu Elishin is Bashal Ba. It's only if you cook the Gid with the Yerech, cooking is Melech the Tam in the whole Kedera. Avol Nitzlaba, but if you roast it, then Kailav Aichal Shemigir the Gid. Cooking is different than roasting. Cooking, it goes into the whole Kedera. We spoke by Richus in the previous year that sometimes cooking, it only goes into the whole Chaticha, not necessarily in the whole Kedera. Depends if you're like Rashi or the Ri, if the Kedera is Miksasa B'Secharetiv. But Tzliya does not go into the entire Chaticha. Tzliya, the Gemara's Lashon is, you could just peel off until you reach the Gid itself. So it mentions already in the previous year, there's actually a Machlokes Rishonim. Taisus here says that you need Kedei Netila. And the Ikka Makar of Kedei Netila is the Mishnah M'Sachem. The Mishnah M'Sachem says that if some of the Retiv, some of the juice of the Korban Pesach falls onto the cheres of the tanner, so now that reitiv becomes tzli machmas davar acher. The Pesach has to be roasted only from the fire. If the reitiv goes on the cheres, so the reitiv is roasted from the cheres, that's a problem with tzli machmas davar acher, and I'll eat it. Then it returns to the Korban Pesach. It says, yidolos mekai minika de netila, which the Rosh says, you mean ka'ayve reichiv etzba. It's similar, about an inch. So Taisus says, so by old tzliya, you need an inch. You see that the reitiv gets into it, kedei makam netila, about a reich of etzva. So old tzliya, you need kedei netila. Like we said then, the Rashba holds, and we're going to speak about this a little bit more in the Hemshech of the Shia, that all you need is kedei klipa. And we're going to explain in the Hemshech of the Shia why the Rashba holds is not a raif in the Mishnah M'sachem ini kedei netila, but all you need is kedei klipa. And the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef learn up in the Rambam that you don't need anything. No bleas come out whatsoever. Even kedei klipa, even a small layer, kedei klipa is a small layer. The Paiskim say it's a layer that you could take off and it's all together. If you're able to take off the layer altogether, so then you definitely did kedei klipa. Klipa means to peel it. So those are the three shittas. Taisa says kedei netila, that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kafei. The Rashba declares to say kedei klipa. He also says it should be machmer by the Raisas. And the Rambam holds you don't need anything. So the Gemara says, Eini, v'amr avuna gedisha tzali b'chalvai, also lechel afilim reish oznai. If you have a goat and you did not remove the chalev before it was roasted, and here you're talking about roasting it, you're not going to eat from any part of the goat, even from the tip of the ear, which is so far removed from the chalev, but the chalev, when it's roasted, gets into the entire goat. And here Shmuel said that when the yerech is roasted with the gid anasha, it doesn't go into the yerech at all. So it's a stira, it's a machlekes. The Gemara didn't want to say it's a machlekes. So the Gemara says, no, we could shnim the two, because shani chalev de mefafeya. When you're dealing with roasting, Shmuel is saying correctly by the Gid Anasha that it does not go into the whole Yerech, and you're allowed to eat the rest of the Yerech. Shail if you need Netilas Makam or Klipo or nothing, but it doesn't go into the whole Yerech. Mashenk and Chalev is Mefafeya. It permeates the Basar. The fat of the Chalev has a Kayach to permeate the Basar, and therefore it can acid the entire Basar. So the Gemara asks, "Ubechelav aser." Now we're saying a klal that by tzliya with chelav, which is mafafei, it's aser. V'amar Rabbi Bar Barchana uvda avakamid Rabbi Yechon beknisha demayin. Rabbi Bar Barchana had related an incident that happened with Rabbi Yechonon in the knishta demayin, in the base of Knesset of that city. Mine megdish etzolav b'chalbe. Mamish the same case, a goat was roasted with its chaylev. Va'asav shulei b'echad, and they asked Rabbi Yechon, va'makaylev v'echad shemigil l'chalbay. So he said that sliyah doesn't work by chaylev, so it doesn't shtim Rav Huna with Rabbi Yechonon. So the Gemara says, three terutzim. First, the Gemara says, the stam of the shasa, hu kachosh hava. And that gedi was a very skinny gedi. And then the Gemara says, Rav Huna bar Yehuda ima kulya b'chol b'havya v'sharya. That what happened was, is they did not roast the entire gedi, but they only roasted was the kloyes, the kidney of the gedi, without removing the chaylev on the kloyes. So there, the chaylev doesn't rest directly on the kidney. It has a membrane, a membrane which is mafsik between the chaylev and the kidney. And therefore, the chaylev can penetrate the krum, can penetrate the membrane, and therefore it's mutter. Now normally, if chaylev is done together with basar, so the chaylev is mefafei in the entire basar. Mashenkin, you have a kulya, the kidney is surrounded by a membrane, and therefore the chaylev does not get into the membrane. And Rava Baravana Ama Kilchas Bilvis Hava, it was a treif of fish in a pot of meat, v'asa shalei Rabbi Yechonon, so even that would answer it, but it was nothing to do with roasting, and that's a whole different issue, and Rabbi Yechonon had said, l'tami kvela ramon. We'll go into that subsequently in the Shia. But about the teretz, the first teretz of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yechonon was matir the gdish at Salei b'chalbay, because it was kachosh. So Taisa says, two pshatim, what's the pshat in kachosh? One pshat is that the chaylev is kachosh. It's not as fatty. When you have a gedi, which is not so fat, so the chaylev of that gedi isn't so fatty. It's not a shomein, it's not a very fat chaylev. It's a kachosh chaylev, it's a shvacha chaylev, and therefore that chaylev doesn't have kach to mimefafeya. And then Taisa says, the second pshat, that it's kachosh means it has very little chaylev, since it's a very skinny gedi, it has very little chaylev, so therefore the chaylev is batul b'shishim. So according to this pshat, even a chaylev kachosh could be mefafeya. It's just that there's not enough chaylev to asir, it's batul b'shishim. The Rambam seems to hold of this pshat. The Rambam says that when the gedi is kachosh, so then you have shishim connected it, so then it's batul. But the Rishayim bring a raya that there's such a musig, that there's chaylev kachosh, which is not mefafeya, and not all chaylev is mefafeya. There could be such a thing as chaylev kachosh is not mefafeya. From the Gemara on Amud Beis, the Gemara there brings a story of Hanu Atmasa to Imlcha Beresh Kalusa Begidanasha. This is Tumat Melicha, that they had some thighs, they had a yerech, which they did the melicha before they removed the gedanasha. They didn't cook it or roast it before the gedanasha, but they did melicha before they removed the gedanasha. So Ravina said it's aser. You did the melicha before you removed the gedanasha, he said it's aser to eat it. And Evacha Baravashi said it was mutter. And the Gemara says that the psak was that it's mutter, because why should you say it's also because meliach harei ukereseach, that meliach is considered as if it's hot and can make a blia because it's salty, just like heat could make a transference of the taste, can make the blia. So meliach also could do it, but it's not worse than tzli. Shmuel said it's only when it's cooked, but by tzli, it doesn't make a transference. Are you going to say that maybe when it says reseach, it means reseach the mevushel? But that can't be, because it says meliach harei ukereseach, kavash harei ukemevushel. So it says by kavash that if it's soaked together, that's as if it's cooked. And by meliach it doesn't say kemevushel, it says kereseach. So that sounds like reseach the tzli. That's the Gemara. So Taiz already talks about it, that enechanami the ginanasha by tzli doesn't aser. But why isn't the shuman hagid aser? You have the shuman around the gid, the fat that's around the gid, midar abanan is an iser of shuman hagid. Why isn't the shuman agid aser? So there is one teretz of Taisus from the Rivam that we don't say the shuman agid aser whenever the gid doesn't aser. Since the gid can't give the tam b'tzli, even though the shuman could, but whenever the gid doesn't aser, the shuman agid doesn't aser. We only aser the shuman agid otu the gid. So wherever the gid doesn't aser, the shuman doesn't aser. So l'mashal fi'ol e'migid the menaisen tam. So the gid would never give any tam. even by Bishul. So the Shuman went Daser. And if you hold Yesh Begid the Menais and Tam, but by Tzli, the Gid is not Mefafeya, it's not Chalev. So even though the Shuman would be Mefafeya, but the Shuman doesn't Aser whenever the Gid doesn't Aser. That's one Pshat in Taisis. But if he's that, why did Ravina want to Aser the Atmos of the Imlecha Begid the Nasha? We hold Ein Begid the Menais and Tam. So Zok Taisis, it has to be Ravina hold Yesh Begid the Menais and Tam. But the Rishayim very much don't like that. The Rishayim don't like saying Ravina, who is a Basra, held Shaloy Alibad Hilcha, said Aish Begid the Menais and Tam. We bask in Ein Begid the Menais and Tam. It's fair to say that Ravina, a Pesach Basra, would hold Yesh Begid the Menais and Tam. So Mel, they say the other Pshat in Taisis, that the Shuman of the Gid is not Mefafeya, because it's not so fatty. So Rishayim bring this as a Makar, that you see that not all Chalev, not all fat is Mefafeya. It has to be a Shomindika fat, as opposed to a Kachashika fat, like Shuman and Gid, that's not Mefafeya, like the first Pshat in the Gemara, that Kachash is, because Chalev Kachash is not Mefafeya. The Ramban clears to say it's not a Raya, because the Ramban says it could be the whole din of Mefafeya is Dafka by Tzli. By Malincha, there's no Mefafeya. So Ramban wants clears to be Mekel. If you Melech together Chalev, even fat Chalev, with Basar, it wouldn't ask the Basar, even though Malincha Kirisach, but that would only ask the Kadei Klipa. What about the Chalev is Mefafeya? But you don't say Mefafeya by Malincha. But the Rashba argues, the Rashba says that you can't say that because Ravina held that Malincha was even worse than sleep. That Malincha was like Risech Kamavushal. That even when it's not Mefafeya, it goes into the entire thing. So we don't hold the Ravina, we hold it's Kitzurisicha that sleep. But less than sleep, that by Tzli you have Mefafeya, and by Malincha you don't have Mefafeya, why should you make a Zavaita Machloikis? Elamai, by Malincha also you have Mefafeya, and the Pshat is that the Shuman Agid is not Mefafeya. So that's one Pshat in Kachush, and Chalev Kachush is not Mefafeya. There's another Pshat in Kachush, like we said, that the Gdi is Kachush, it doesn't have so much Chalev, it's a skinny Gdi, and therefore the Chalev that it has is Batel B'Shishim. But when you have Shishim connected to Chalev, so then there are three shitas b'emesin. You could say that when you have shishim keneg the chaylev, it's mutter legamri. That's a pshat in the Gemara. You don't need any netilu or klipa because chaylev is mefafeya. So chaylev gets mixed into the entire meat, and you have shishim keneged it. So it's batel b'shishim, it's mutter legamri. But the Rashba holds that no, that when the chaylev is mefafeya, you need kedei netilu. And the Rashba's Rai is from the Mishnah Pesachim we had mentioned earlier. The Mishnah says when you're roasting a Karban Pesach and some of the right that falls on the Cheres and comes back, so you need Netila. So Taisa asks the Kasha, why doesn't it ask for the whole Karban Pesach? Why doesn't it ask for the whole Karban Pesach? Because it's Mefafeya. When you have the right that you have the liquid coming out of the Karban Pesach and going on to the Cheres of the Tanner and becoming Asa because it's Tlimach Mazdav Racher, and then returning to the Karban Pesach. So why doesn't Aser the whole Karban Pesach? Because it's Mefafeya. So Taisus says, only Shuman's Mefafeya. Reitiv is not Mefafeya. When you have meat and juice comes out of the meat, that's not necessarily Mefafeya. That's not really so fanny. Shuman, when you have fats, that's Mefafeya. But the Rajvolds, no. The Rajvolds of other Reitiv is also Mefafeya. That's also the fat of the meat. So what's the pshat in that Gemara that only says Yidlos Mekayma, why doesn't Aser the whole Karban Pesach Kusim Mefafeya? The Teretz is a little juice falls on the Cheres and comes back in the Karban Pesach. Avada the pshat is you have Shishim connected the juice. We're talking about a little juice that spritzed onto the Cheres and spritzed back. It's only a small amount. So it's Batel B'Shishim. So it's Mefafeya, but it's Batel B'Shishim. But still, the Rashba says, it says Yidlos Mekayma. Vice dice, even when it's Batel B'Shishim, it's not like by a pot, where it right away gets mixed into the entire pot, and Mimela gets completely batel b'shishim. The first stopping place for the chalev is the kedei netila. And then, so it asks the kedei netila, and then it gets mixed into the entire thing. So if the entire thing doesn't have shishim, so it asks the whole thing. But if the entire thing does have shishim, so then it still would ask the kedei netila. So that's why, like we said, that's why the Rashba doesn't have a raya from this Gemara that all tzli asks kedei netila. Fakat, here we're not talking about a regular tzli. According to the Rashba, we're talking about its mefafeya. So that's why it could permeate deep into the basar, into the Karban Pesach. But it doesn't answer the whole thing because you have shishim. And he says the chiddush, even when you have shishim, we still would ask the kadei netila. Now shenkin taisu shitasi holds it's not mefefeya. If it would be mefefeya and you'd have shishim connected it, so be mutter. Elamaita is mechalik. The shuman is mefefeya, but reitiv is not mefefeya. So therefore, Taiz has a right that even things that aren't mefefeya would ask the kadei netila. He says maybe ki mechalik, maybe reitiv is worse than something dry. But he says, who says it can be mechalik? We don't find anywhere that it doesn't ask the kadei netila. You find here it does. Mecha teis it to be mechalik. So that's the machlokes teis in Rashbam, and it seems that it comes from this chiddush that the Rashba doesn't mind saying that even if it's batal b'shishim, it still would ask the kadei netila. So meila, because of that, he names on that the reitiv is mefafeya. And Mimele has no makar that by tzli it's not mefafeya would ask anything more than kadei klipa. So Mimele, that's what he says. It asks kadei klipa, it doesn't ask the kadei netila. Mashiach in Taisus holds that if it will be mefafeya and it will be batal b'shishim, so it wouldn't ask the kadei netila. Elamai, and if it's not batal b'shishim, so then it would ask the whole thing. So what's the pshat it asks kadei netila? Elamai, I have to say it's not mefafeya. Once you say it's not mefafeya, so then you have it right. Even when it's not mefafeya, it asks kadei netila. That's what seems to me the cheshbon of the machlokes of Rashba and Tosfos is. But al kapanim, we have two shittas. We have the shittas at Tosfos that the diuk and the gaon already makes this diuk. But the fact that Tosfos didn't want to say like the Rashba, he didn't want to say that the rate of is mefafeya, but it's still asks kadei netila. Vaistis, he also, when you have shishim, it won't ask the kadei netila. So mele al karchach, you have to say the right of wasn't mefafeya. Because if you don't have shishim, won't ask the whole thing. And if you do have shishim, won't ask anything. And you have the rash, but it holds it. No, even though it's batal b'shishim, but it still asks the kadei netila, because it first goes to the kadei netila and asks it, and only then it's a stashit more. So those are two shittas. And they really have a third shita. There are on the Bedek Abayis, a little bit he mentions in the Chiddush HaRa here, but there on the Bedek Avayin says that when you have shishim keneged the chalev, it's still aser. There is no din shishim. He'll have to learn who kachash hava, that kachash means that the chalev is kachash, is not mefafeya at all. Because the Ra'a holds that if it's mefafeya, even shishim wouldn't help. And the Ra'a explains that when you have a kedeira, when you have a pat, and things are cooking in a pat, a kedeira, there, everything's a sarav v'shava. By kedeira, you have entropy, you have that everything, yesh bila, everything becomes a sarav exactly v'shava, the proportion remains the same. So if you have shishim, you know that in every part, you can have shishim connected the isser, and it's gonna be mutter. Now, shaking by tzli, by mefafeya, there's no bila there. There's no proportion, there's no equal mixture, so you have no idea where the Isser is. You have no idea, the Isser could be anywhere in this entire thing, and you don't know that it's about the B'shishim, because any part that you're eating could have that there's less than Shishim of the Heter connected to the Isser in any one part. Even though B'chlolius is more than Shishim, you have, let's say, one Zayas of Chalev with 100 Zayas of Basar, and you roast it together. So you have no idea what the gezayis of the chaylev is. The gezayis of the chaylev could be in different parts of the meat, but even that you don't have shishim connected the chaylev in this part of the meat. That's the Ra'a shita. We don't paskin like the Ra'a, but that's the Ra'a shita. The Ra'a Sameach, on the Rambam, Milchus Macholos Asuris, Perek Tezvav, Alach Alam and Beis, he's marichiv about it. It's the Rambam there, like we said before, the Rambam learns that who kachash hava means that it's batal b'shishim. The Rambam clearly holds that it does go b'shavim. And the Mele, it's all batal b'shishim, but they're all not that way. The Sameach is Marchev, he tries to bring a Rayim from the Gemara Masechim to the Ra'a. I just want to mention one thing from the Sameach, interesting to Zach, he asks, but according to the Ra'a, let's say you have 120 keneged the kezayis of chalev. You have one kezayis of chalev and 120 kezayisim of basar. So out of the 120 kezayisim of basar, you know for sure that roiv of them are mutter. Well, if you have more than 120, you have 121, let's say. You know for sure that roiv of these 121 kezayisim are mutter. Because any one kezayis, we could say, it has chaylev in it, but even that there's no 60 connected to chaylev in this one kezayis. So if, let's say, all you have is 100 kezayisim, so it could be most of these kezayisim have enough chaylev not to be batal. But if you have over 120 kazesim, you can't have more than 60 kazesim, which have in it enough chalev that it shouldn't be bottled, because you only have one kazayis of chalev. By definition, it can't asa more than 60 kazesim of chalev, no matter how it gets distributed. So the halacha is, like we mentioned, there's a din of bittel of yavish by yavish. We don't have a physical teruvis. You have a teruvis because you don't know which is asa and which is mutter. So let's say you have three pieces of meat. One of them has blius of iser, and the other two do not. So the halacha is you can eat all three pieces of meat, because that's bittel b'roiv, a bittel of yavish b'yavish. A bittel that we have three pieces, two are mutter, one is aser, so that makes them all mutter. So here also, you have 120 kazesim, and at least 61 of them have to be mutter by definition, so now we have roiv that's mutter, so why isn't a mutter else that? Einach in ami, you can't have a bittel of lach b'lach, because it doesn't get in a spasher b'shavi, you have no idea what the chalev is, why isn't it b'dlots yavish b'yavish? So he says that there are holes that you say, chatich and asin avela b'shari shur musa, we had mentioned earlier this machlekes in the previous year, that once something becomes aser, shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that now that thing becomes like a chatich and avela, and it can ask some more. So by a pat, the pshat is it never becomes aser. Everything becomes nisarev right away b'shava, and the shishim k'neged the iser doesn't become aser. Mashenke by tzli, if some of it becomes aser, then you're going to say chatich and aser nevela, and they themselves can aser the rest. So you would need shishim pamim shishim. You would need 3,600 times the original chalev in order to be matter, because even the part that became aser would have to be nisbatel. It becomes chatich and aser nevela. And Kadash. So that's what he says to Teretz. But Kumtais, we have three Shitas. We have Shitas at Taisis that when the Shishim, it doesn't ask anything. We have Shitas at Ashba that when the Shishim is still in Issa Kadena Tila. And we have Shitas at Ra'ah that when the Shishim, he can't be matter anything because it's not in a Spashib Shav, we don't know where the Issa is. There are more in Simon Kafela Maisa Paskins that we're not Bekim what's Shamin and what's Kachosh. And therefore, anything which has a shaykhis to having shamnunis, we have to be afraid that it's shamein. So practically, by tzli, unless you're dealing with something like dam, or something very dry, which doesn't have a shaykhis to shamnunis, you have to be chayshis that it's shamein, and therefore we ask for the whole thing, unless the shishim connected it. And even if the shishim connected it, we ask a kadei netila. But they're almost saying a little different than the Rajba. The Rama saying the pshat that we don't know if it's shamein or kachosh. So memela, if there's no shishim, we have to be chayshish that it's shamein, and memela says the whole thing. If there is shishim, so we have to be chayshish that it's kachosh. So even according to Taisus, by kachosh, we would ask the gedei netila. That's the chumr of the Rama. That's how he passed in halacha lemaisa. And now let's go vayta. The Gemara in the third pshat of Yechanan said it was a kilchus b'ilfis. It was a treif of fish that got into a pot of meat. And what was Reb Yechanan's psak? Reb Yechanan's psak was the tamik feilar imam that a goyish a cook, a nachta meivik a chavim, he should taste it and tell you, do I taste the treif of fish in the pot of meat? And that's good, and you could be samech on it. And the Gemara goes further, Amar Rava, mereishav a kakashali. First I had a shrekite, tada tanya, that it says in a Raisa, Kadeirish Shabishal Babasle Vashal Bacholav, if you have a pot which meat was cooked, you're not allowed to cook milk in that pot, then Bishal Beneisen Tam. And if you did cook milk in the pot, so then you could be mad to the milk if it doesn't have the taste of the meat in the milk. That's a dim by Basal Bacholav. It's only Asr when you could taste the meat in the milk or the milk in the meat. That's a Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches, Derech Bishal Asr Teira, Basal Bacholav, is only when you have enough milk in the meat, or meat in the milk, depending what the case is, that you can actually taste the milk in the meat, or the meat in the milk. And shuma, let's say you have a pot, which shuma was cooked in this pot, it's a shuma pot, levasha b'chul, you're not allowed to cook chul in it, vim bishul, and if you did cook, b'naisen tam, Yisrael, who's now eating shuma, cannot eat from the chulin if you could taste the shuma in the chulin. So Rava said, I always had a problem. Bishloim a chuma. I understand chuma. Tell him a kayin. A kayin could taste it and tell you that there's no chuma taste, because a kayin anyway is allowed to eat it. Elabasa b'chalav man tomle. How are you going to have b'nais in time? Who's going to taste it to tell you if this time basa in the chalav? But Arshad Om Rabbi Yechanan Samchinen Akfeler at Ma, but then Rabbi Yechanan says you could be Samech on a Goyish Baker. Hachanami Samchinen Akfeler at Ma, here also you be Samech on a Goyish Baker. So first I want to say an interesting chiddush from Rabbi Kivega. Taizan Akasha, this is not the only time where it says about an Issa being this Mashal behead to B'nai Santam. Why was Rava more concerned here than other places? The Mashal, our Mishnah said, Yerushas Vashi begin a Nasha, and Yeshu B'nai Santam erase a Asura. Why didn't Rava ask the Kasha who should taste it? So he said, our Mishnah is not a problem, because it says Kibasa B'lefes, which we explained in the previous Shia means Vashisha. But what about the other mission of Tipas Cholav Shinaf of Achdichas Basim Yeshu B'nai Santam? It says if a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, so then the shaila is when you need that the Nai Santam should be in the meat, when in the whole Kedera. But why didn't Rava there also ask a shaila who tastes it? Or the mission of a desire that Yayin B'mayim and Mayim B'yayin, if the wine, the Yainessa, falls in the water, it's B'nai Santam. So who tastes it? So Taisa says there, when you're dealing with the actual food, so then the Rava knew that you could be measured with shishim. Mashiach, and here we're dealing with the pot. The pot, we don't know how much was absorbed in the pot and how much came out. We'll see later in the Gemara, you have to go connected cooler, but Rava held, we're not doing shishim because it'll be hard to tell how much was absorbed in the pot. Or because the Braisa says, by the truma, nice and time, and then you could taste it, so he thought that similar to that would be by the basa b'chalav, that you could taste it somehow. Was a shtikel dachuk. Rabbi Kivega in Chuvis Chelak Aleph Simon Reish Chas, he says he wants to say a big chiddush there. I mean Simon Reish Zayin. He wants to say a big chiddush there that this din of Eim Avatlan Isla Chatchila, you're not allowed, even if you have shishim keneged isur, you're not allowed to put lechatchila shishim isur into heter, even if you have a shir, but the leading if you have shishim, is halacha eim aval and isur lechatchila. So he wanted to declare there to say that that would apply by any isur, it wouldn't apply by putting milk together with meat. Because, let's say you want to put treif and meat in kosher meat, or treif and meat in kosher food, so there you have isur. So you're not allowed to put isur in heter, even though you have a shir, but the eim aval and isur lechatchila. Now, Shenkin, when you're taking milk and putting it in meat, milk is mutter and meat is mutter. When you have a teruvus of meat and milk, then it becomes usr. If the teruvus is nice and tam. If there's no nice and tam, it's never chal the isr. So I'm not being mevatel isr l'chatchila. There is no isr. When I put a drop of milk and the shishim keneged the milk in the meat, that's not a problem. They mevalen isr l'chatchila. There is no isr. It never became usr. So it would be mutl chatchila to put a milk into the meat if it's less than a shir bittul. So with the evidence, it won't be us. Even chatchila you could do it, there's no problem about this chatchila. Halacha l'maisi comes out in the tshuva, it doesn't pass in that way in the end, because the poskim say not that way. They say Yosef in the shach, but that's what he wants to declare his svara. So he said, well, what do you do with this braisa? It says, k'deir shabishal obasa lo yivashal b'chol of im bishal b'nei sentam. It sounds like an alabim of ashal chol of no matter what. So he says, that could be, because you don't have shishim. So you don't know, in case it's not going to be shishim, so then you're going to be over on the issa deraisa of bishul basa b'cholav. When you have shishim, it's mutter. But here, you cooked in this pot basa, and you don't know how much basa was absorbed and how much is going to come out. So you're not allowed to cook cholav. Why? Because maybe there'll be a nice in time, and then you will either the issa deraisa of bishul basa b'cholav. But not because of eim aval and nisla chatchila. So he says, lefizeh will be very good in the teres of teres kasha. They could say a very gishmak teres. We could say that any time it said nice in time before, we mean shishim. Nice in time means shishim. That's how you tell if it's nice in time. But here me manashach, if you have shishim that says shishim, keneged the most it could be. Like, let's say you cooked one kazayis of basar in a pot. And now you're cooking 60 kazayisim of cholov. So you vade have shishim. So it can't be that that's a pshat in the Mishnah that says b'nei sentam. That you mishayir b'shishim. Because if you know for sure you have shishim, so the hakam lo yivashal b'cholov, there's no aim of valent nisla chatchila here. It's all heter. And it never becomes usr. The fact that it says le'yavash b'cholav, I says you don't know if it's shishim, because you don't know how much was absorbed and how much is coming out, so you don't know if it's shishim. And if you wouldn't have a guy to be taimit, You'd have to be chayshish and it's not shishim. You'd have to throw it all out. So if you don't know that it's shishim and that's why it's asl chatchila, so how do you find out later it's benais and tam? Everything else you could say, we're talking about that you know for sure the shishim. But here, if you know for sure the shishim should be mutl chatchila, elamai, you don't know if it's shishim or not. So that's Rav's kasha. So how are you going to be able to taste it? And that the teres is kveler ma. That's a bekvegish sickle teres. Like I said, he wasn't samech lemais on it. He has a whole gishmak of tshuva, a lot of rayas to this yisayid that by basa b'cholam there wouldn't be a din of emavat l'nisal chatchila. Now, lagabi the din of kfeilar ma, there's a machloikis rishenim why kfeilar ma works. A machloikis here Rashi entices. Rashi says it's mutalis mechal lefitumai v'lo yediyu shitzrichim leiladaver isse v'heter. The reason why kfeilar ma works is the maseich lefitumai. You ask the guy how, what does it taste like? Do you taste the issur without telling him it's negated to you for kashrus reasons? You just stop schmoozing with him. You want to know how it tastes. And Taisa says a different pshat. Taisa says the reason why kfeilar ma works is because since he's a kfeilar, he's not meshaker. Shalyafsudim nasa. He's a professional chef. So if he would say that it doesn't taste that way, and then you find out that it does, so come Tais, it will ruin his reputation as a chef. He has his reputation to keep up. So that's a klal. Even by a guy, you can be saimach an umun le'mafsudim nasa. A person wouldn't do something which will ruin his reputation, will ruin his career. And therefore, that's why you could be saimach on him. The Rosh goes like Rashi. He only brings down the din of Messiah Lefitumai. The Rosh ben Tarus Abayis, he seems to know that Messiah Lefitumai would work. But he says that Messiah Lefitumai, you wouldn't need a kfeila. He's bothered. Why did you say a kfeila? Why doesn't you just say a guy? I just like here by Truma. It says by Truma, a kain should do it. It doesn't say a kfeila kain. It says a kain could taste it. And then, By Basu B'cholov, it says a kfeila. It says a nachtai. Then also the next Gemara, Amr Rava, Amr Rabbanan B'tama, Amr Rabbanan B'kfeila, Amr Rabbanan B'shishim. So he says that min b'she'en, min adat teira, is B'tama, and the Surah is B'kfeila. So here it's called Tama, and here it's called kfeila. Why is it called kfeila? It must be an Indian professional. So Zakhtar Ashba Elamai, because we're not talking about Messiah Lefitumai. So there you need a professional. And a professional, you have a sort of Uman Leimari Umnasei. But the Rashba is Mashma, that either one would work. Either Messiah Lefitumai would work, or a professional, even if he's not Messiah Lefitumai, would work as Uman Leimari Umnasei. So Bekitsa, Taisa says the time is out, he's professional. So for that, you would need a professional. Rashi says the time is Messiah Lefitumai, but for that, you would need Dafka Messiah Lefitumai. But you wouldn't necessarily need a professional. That doesn't say clearly. That's why would you need a professional? We'll get to it. The Rashi and the Rosh say Messiah Lefitumai. And the Rashi votes either one would work. By Messiah Lefitumai, you won't need a professional. And by a professional, by a kfeil, then you won't need Messiah Lefitumai. The Rambam seems told you don't need either. The Rambam just says guy. He doesn't say to be taimit a kfeil, doesn't mention a professional. He also doesn't mention Messiah Lefitumai. Sounds like a big chiddush in the Rambam, you could be saying Mechanagai. And the Paiskim say, Vaisis the Rambam holds, that a milsa de vidi le gluy le vidi meshakri. He wouldn't lie to you, because right away when you taste it, you'll be able to tell if he's lying. So Mela, since a milsa de vidi le gluy, you could be saying Mechanagai. So come des ezai. Taisis says you need a professional slaymorim nase, but lechari then you wouldn't need Messiah Lefitumai. Rashi says you need Messiah Lefitumai. And the Rosh also. The Rajba says either one is good enough. And the Rambam holds you need neither. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Tzadiches in the beginning, he brings the Shittas, and in Shulchan Aruch in Tzadiches, he paskins Messiah Lefitumai. He doesn't paskin you need a professional. But he does paskin you need Messiah Lefitumai. Vayis says he was a little chayshish when you don't have Messiah Lefitumai that maybe according to the Rosh it won't work. Because the Rosh and Rashi says you need Messiah Lefitumai. So it was Chayshish that according to them it won't work. So they didn't want to pass and it works without Messiah Lefitumai. Leindachki say you didn't have klar in the Rishainim that anyone holds that you need Dafka professional. Could be Taisus that says you need a professional. Didn't want to say Sinai by Messiah Lefitumai. So Meili said a professional works even without Messiah Lefitumai. As umalei marim nase. So you didn't want to pass in that way alone. Because could be the Rosh doesn't hold that way. Because the Rosh is talking about a kfeila and he still holds you need Messiah Lefitumai. So Vaisis, the Rosh doesn't hold it as far as Uman Leimarim Nasei. But to say that the other Rishayim don't hold of the Sura Mesirich Lefitumah, you don't see that. They got to learn the Gemara's not talking about Mesirich Lefitumah. They learn the Gemara's Umul Nemarim Nasei. And like the Rashba says, because otherwise why did it say Kvela? Let it just say Gai. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskin of Mesirich Lefitumah. But the Shach has Arichas that L'chaya, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, the last paragraph of a comment that says that a Mesirich Lefitumah doesn't work only like Abba Edis Isha. There's no other, one of these Mavur, it's only by Deraises, but by Deraises, Mesirich Lefitumah doesn't work only by Edis Isha. So he's bonded on the Rashba. The Rashba says Mefurish Mesirich Lefitumah works. And the Rashba also holds that Tam Keker is Deraisa. If you all like Rashi, that Tam Keker is Derabanan, so we're dealing with Derabanans. We're dealing with Derabanan, so Mesirich Lefitumah can work. Which is a bit straight to me, because it says before in the Gemara that it works by Basa B'chalav, and by Basa B'chalav it's certainly Deraisa. But the Shach asks, even more, the Tam Kikir, according to the Rashba, is Deraisa. How could the Rashba hold Mesirich Lefitumah works? So he says at the end, because since you could tell, you're able to tell, I guess it's more Mirtis by Mesirich Lefitumah, because you're able to tell. It's a Milsa Davidi Laguye, together with the Mesirich Lefitumah. Palkopanim, that's the psak of the Mechaber, that it works with Mesirich Lefitumah. And the Ramah says that we're Machmir, and we don't trust the guy altogether in any eifin, and we always have to be Meshai B'shisha. That's the Ramah's psak of Chumra from the Ramah. And the Shach says that the Ramah's Mashma, that's not the pshat that we don't trust Ti'ima B'chlal. A Yid, you'd be able to trust. He says, we're not saying Mechana Goy. And the Shach says, Ochlamais, even though it's not Negei anymore by Truma, because we'll tell me we can't eat Truma. But let's say someone made a Neder not to eat a certain thing, and it fell into a Teruvus. And you want to get someone who doesn't have that Neder to be tied to see if it's there, that'll be Mutta even according to Rama. It's just the Chum is not to be saying Mechana Goy. So Rabbi Kvega on the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm bothered, what's the reason for this Chumra? Bishleim, if you'll tell me not to be Seimach on Te'ima, we could say we're not so bucky in Te'ima anymore. That's, I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Okay, I didn't read this ice, but this is what I assume he means. But if you're going to be Seimach on a Yid, so Isis, we are Seimach on Te'ima. So what's wrong with the guy? The Gemara says he could be Seimach on a guy. So he said, he would declare to say, because maybe being Machma like all the Shitas, the says to Zai, we have one Shita that it works because of Uman Le'marim Nasei. And then you'd need Dafkan Uman. We have another sheet that it works as Mesirich Lefitumah. And Zakta, maybe you could say a Svara, that when you have Mesirich Lefitumah, that wouldn't work Uman Le'marim Nasei. That says, Taisus that says it works as Uman Le'marim Nasei, he has to know you're being Seimach on him. If he's being Mesirich Lefitumah, then he doesn't mind being Marim Nasei. Not Mamish Muchuch the Svara, but maybe Sadaza Svara. If you're going to say such a Svara, so come this faket. If the Gemara means Uman Le'marim Nasei, so it won't work by Mesirich Lefitumah. If you're going to say Mesirich Lefitumah doesn't work, like the Shach's Kasha, because it doesn't work by their Isis. So Mimanu Shach, if you're going to do Mesirich Lefitumah, even if he's a professional, it won't work. Because Uman Le'marim Nasei, you only have when you're being Seimach on him. Then he's Le'marim Nasei. Stam Mesirich Lefitumah doesn't mind being Marim Nasei. Elamai be Seimach on Mesirich Lefitumah, we don't pass him Mesirich Lefitumah. So Benigay being Seimach on a professional, Le'marim Nasei, but Rashi and the Rosh say, you need Mesirich Lefitumah. So Rashi and the Rosh say, that we don't hold a woman Le'marim Nasei. So Mela, we're not Seimach on that. Benigay being Seimach on Mesirich Lefitumah, so it could be Taisus Pshad, that says, Uman Le'marim Nasei, Taisus holds that Mesirich Lefitumah doesn't help. Like the Shach's Kashim, Mesirich Lefitumah doesn't help by their Isis. So Mela, we don't want to do either one. We don't want to be Seimach on Uman Le'marim Nasei, and we don't want to be Seimach on Mesirich Lefitumah, so Mela, either way, it won't work. Because if he's Mesirich Lefitumah, then you don't have Uman Le'marim Nasei. The fact that Bikivega by their abundance, the halacha is that we are Seimach on Mesirich Lefitumah. So why by Nisadur Abanan Al-Kapanim L'Chayr, we should be able to be Seimach on a Kveil on a guy? Why not? On Mesirich Lefitumah, why not? L'maisa we pass the Mesirich Lefitumah helps by the Rabbanans. So what's the story for the Chumra of the Ramah? That's for Yabbi Kivega. So Vilach Zaga maybe as I, he doesn't say a teretz. I want to say maybe a teretz like this. The emphasis, the Rashba brings down a sheet that it holds, you need both. You need both Mesirich Lefitumah and a Kvela. And lechayitz abisul shreim imanashuch. If you hold a woman leimorim nasei, it's the other rabba. The less mesiach lefitumai, the better. What's the svarah for these yesh mechmirim that you need both mesiach lefitumai and a kvela? What's the svarah for that? Also, the Rashba asks the kasha, if you're going towards mesiach lefitumai, so why does the Gemara say kvela? Why do you need a kvela? It's a pella. Mesiach lefitumai, why do you need a kvela for? Elam, are you going to say that only a kvela could be able to tell the taste? But that's not true. Because you see by Yisroel, you say, Litimi Kayin, it doesn't say a kvela. You say, Amr Rabbanim b'tama, v'amr Rabbanim b'kvela. So you see by Tama, you don't need kvela. So you see that when it's heter, and Yisroel could do it, then you don't need kvela. So why does the Gemara say kvela if you're going towards Mesiach Lefitumai? So Vilav Zagan Achidish, that the Pshan is like this, that if you're trying to see if you could taste the taste or not, that anyone could do. That's why the Gemara says by Heter, where your soul is actually going and trying to see if he could taste it, anyone could do it. Now, Shanky and by Guy, Lefidu Vishayin and Rashi and the Rasha don't hold that there's an Indian of woman Leimarim Nase. So if he's trying to see the taste, he knows he's being Saimach and it doesn't work because you need Mesiach Lefitumai. So in such a case, he's not going to be able to tell for sure if he could taste it or not unless he's a Kvela. When you're concentrating to see if you could taste it or not, then anyone could, anyone's neman to say that he doesn't taste it. Mashiach, when you're b'chol not concentrating, so a kfeila professional, then he'll taste it even without concentrating. But someone who's not a kfeila won't taste it. He won't be marigish in it. So that's the pshad and the rishayin, and the Rashi brings rishayin in that hold you need both kfeila and mesiach lefitumai. you see, by kayin, and Amr Rabbanu Matam by Teir, the Gemara never mentions Kvela. So, because they're trying, they're not being Mesiach Lefitumai. They're trying to taste it, they don't need a Kvela. Mashayin came when you're going towards Mesiach Lefitumai, is without not trying, and still you want to be Samech that they didn't taste it, then you need a Kvela taka. So, if this is correct, and this is true, Lefi Rashi and the Rosh, Lefi the Pshan and the Gemara, that the reason why it works out Mesiach Lefitumai, and if I'm right in the pshat, that the reason why I need a kfeil is because if you're not concentrating, then only professional is good. So then it's not rochak to say that ha'intig etzayit mananas baki as amol, like we find a lot of times, and memela u'chayshah, should even a professional won't be able to taste it. So memela u'nachmir. The Gemara's time, the professionals knew were very good, and memela, if a professional said, ba'ifman that he's neman masich, if it doesn't taste it, we can know that the taste doesn't exist. And Masaymach, Mashayin came today, even if he, Lefi Tumai, didn't seem to taste it, but he's not so professional like Amol. And Mamela, maybe there is a time, even if he wasn't Maragashit. But that if you try to be Maragashit, you could be Maragashit, that we don't have a Churma today, that we assume even today that you didn't need a professional Amol. So we assume even today, Timus Yisrael is Mutter, because when you're trying to taste it, then you could. But by a guy it wouldn't work, because a guy you need Mesiach Lefitumai. That's the pshat and the chumra of the Ramah, Kenil and Iyaz Daiti. Now I want to mention another kasha from the Achreinim on this sugya, where Rava says that Mereish have a kasha li, I first had a kasha, what's the pshat? By Kadevish, Abishal, Abasli, Vashal, Becholav, and Bishal, Becholav, and Eisen Tam, Man Tomli, how are you going to have someone to taste it? But since you're Reb Yechanan, by the case of Kilchus Bilfis, when you have the tray for fish in the pot of meat, where you say there that a Kfeil HaRamah, a Goyish Rebeka could taste it, say, well, so I'll say a Kfeil HaRamah could taste it. So the Achreinim asks, Kama Achreinim, that we mentioned before, Rashi Shita is that Tam Kikr is not Deraisa. Me Deraisa, if you have the Tam of Isser and Heter, it's Mutter. Me Deraisa, it's multiple Raith. The din of Tam Kikr is only a din derabanan. Mashayin Kain, when you have basar cooked in cholov, avad that it's deraisa. If the basar is giving tam in the cholov, avad that it's an isa deraisa. So the shayla is, Rav had a kasha, how is it going to be, how are you going to be able to tell if there's nice and tam of the basar in the cholov? Now he could have said that a guy could taste it. The Teretz is, he didn't know that you could be saimach on a guy. So what do you learn from Rabbi Yechanan? L'chari, they could be Saimach on the guy. L'chari, that's what he learned. But Rabbi Yechanan was talking about Tam Kikr. We have the taste of the fish in the meat. And Rashi holds Tam Kikr is the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yechanan says we could be Saimach on the guy, like I've been this is the Rabbanan. So how could Rava learn from there that he could be Samech on a guy by Basu Rechav, which is this there Isa, as if Egan Achreinim. Rabbi Kvega asks his Kasha, and I want to be Marech about his Teretz. For the crazy who plays the Rebbeinu Sinai, which is also asked his Kasha, in Simon Tzad Neches of Cotton Base, and he says that the Rajma Chedushim on Daf Tzad Neches, when he goes through the Drashi, it says that Tam Kikr is the Rabbanan, he says, so according to Rashi, Kum Dais, if you stick a spoon which has treif of blias into a pot, or if you stick a milchik spoon into a fleishik of pot, and it's a safek of the shinshim, you go lekulu because it's the rabbanon. He said the Rashi was a plia. Fish like a treif of spoon, treif of blias, that's tam kicker. But a milchik spoon and a fleishik of pot, that's masa b'cholov. That should be their isa. So Zogta Kresi plays the vice dice that if you have the chalav going into the basar, or the basar going into the chalav, that's the raisa. But if it's coming through a keli, that would be the rabbanon. If your whole tam kik is the rabbanon, so who in the basar of chalav that's going through a keli, like our case, where you cooked basar in a pot and now you're cooking chalav, or the case of the rajba, where you're sticking the spoon into the pot, that would be the rabbanon. Because he says that the reason why Tam Kik is the Rabbanon, the one who learns Tam Kik is the Raisa, and the Gemara learns it out, one of the Limudim, is Geulei Nachrun. From the fact that the Torah said, the Kasha the Pats by the Kli Midyan, that they, when they fought Midyan, that the Kasha the Pats, like it says Mefurish in the Torah, so that teaches you that the Tam is also me the Raisa. And the one that says the Tam Kik is the Rabbanon, holds that Geulei Midyan is a Chiddush, because normally Nisan Tam Levgam is mutter, and here, the Torah acid from the pats, and the pats, if a pat gives time, it's nice and time of gam. So the wife says, what do you mean, only after 24 hours is nice and time of gam? The wife says, no, we have shalei pag mapurta. So if you hold time kicker the rabbanon, that means you don't learn out from gulei nachim, you don't learn out from them, and you hold that when a pat gives time, it's pag mapurta, it's nice and time of gam. So first, the place he said that the pshat is that by gulei minyan, the case of gulei minyan, which is mamish treif, that the Torah asa, that is the chiddush. It's not a yafusa from there. When you have kalim which have treif of food in it mamish, that's mamish gulei minyan. Al kaponim that day, we don't consider nice in time of gap. Mashenge by basa b'cholav, where there you're talking about heter be'isser, it's heter be'heter, and you want it to become aser. There, we say it's called nice and time of gam, it won't become us, so you won't be able to learn out from gulei minyan. But then he says that doesn't stem with the words of the Rajba. The Rajba says that even a treifus spoon would not be considered the raisa lefi Rashi. So he says it must be a chilek between if it's owned by a guy. Gulei minyan means when it's owned by a guy. When you buy a pot from a guy, calls manis a ben yayme, that would be awesome in the raisa. That is the case of gulei minyan, but that's a chiddush. If it's not owned by a guy, we say it's nice and time of gam, and it's only awesome in the rabbanan. So that's the crazy who places teretz with this chiddush tikkun yisayin that according to Rashi that holds that tam keikir is derabanan, even though by basa b'cholav avada cholav gives tam and basa gives tam and cholav avada would be deraisa, but that's only when the cholav and the basa give tam ben. But when it's going through a path, that already, since you're not learning out from gulei midyan, kumtais you hold that from a path it's called nice and tam of kam, so it's a chiddush. The Torah only asked it by the case of gulei minyan when you got it from a guy, Mashen Kain, stam, that it was from a yid, or basa b'cholav, you'll say it's nice in time of God. There's another teretz I saw the Masifta Gemara brought down from the Ksav Sefer in the Pnei Ayeh, and it's said, hopefully we'll speak about it in the subsequent shiurim, that even Rashi holds tam ke'ikr, is the Rabbanan, that's only when all you have is tam. Like from a keli, or even from the guf adover, when the pshat is the guf adover gave in tam. You cook, let's say, a piece of meat together with potatoes. The piece of meat is still be'en, but the piece of meat gave tam into potatoes. Then you say tam kikers the rabbanon. Mashengin, there's a concept of tam liyamamashay. The Gemara in Avei Dezara. Tav Samach Zayin. That tam liyamamashay, even according to Rashi, is an issa der isa. It's like an olav. If you have the guf of issa be'en, which is nesarev, and you can still taste it, it can't become batel b'raif. The tam, the pshat is, you don't have the guf of issa ben, so the Torah never asked tam. The Torah only asked issa ben. But the guf issa ben, you have to say it will be batel, it can't be batel as long as you can taste it. And we'll speak about it, Beis Hashem, in subsequent shurim. So the fizeh, you could say that the case of Kilchus Ve'ilfis, where the chafer fish was in the pan of meat, it wasn't the pshat that you were able to take the chafer piece out of the pan of meat. It was only the time of the chafer fish. The vart is, it got nimuach. It got completely absorbed, completely mixed, completely in the pan of meat. That you have the goof of the chafer fish in the pan of meat. So that's more than tam kikah, that's tam uma mashai, and that Rashi's maskim is the raisu. And now let's see the next sugya. I mean, the Gemara goes on, the Omer Rava, Omer Rabbanim B'Taima, V'Omer Rabbanim B'Kfeila, V'Omer Rabbanim B'Shishim. Sometimes the Rabbanim say B'Tam, and like we explained before, Barichos, you don't need a Kfeila then when you have a Yid. And Mim B'Shein Amina that Teira is B'Taima, because if it's Heter, like Chuma in Chulin, so Meli, you could have a Timas Kayin, and the Surah is B'Kfeila. Or mim b'minai, let's say mim b'minai, which you can't be aymer on the tam, or mim b'she'ein amina di sura, and you happen not to have a kfeila, there the din is shishim. So, there's a machoikas v'she'einim, a bunch of shitas in the din of shishim. It's really negeya, the Rashi is on daf tzadeh chesem and aleph, on the next blot, where the Gemara says over there, on daf tzadeh chesem and aleph, koli surin shibatari b'shishim. And Rashi says, in a case where it doesn't give any time. Inami, you can't tell the time because it's mim b'minai, then it's v'shishim. But if you could taste it and it gives time, then time is not batal. So Rashi is mashma two chidushim. First chidush Rashi is mashma is that even if you taste it and there's absolutely no time, you still need shishim. That's a chidush. Taisus argues, that's the first machlekes Yishayim. If the pshat, let's say you know for sure there's no time, but there's no shishim. Is it mutter? Rashi holds its aser. Rashi says, Rashi says, neon daf tzadeh ches, that the case where you need shishim is, one of the cases is where you taste it and there's no tam. And still you need shishim. And l'chayah, the raya to the chiddush is, mim b'mina there's no tam. Mim b'mina there's no tam, and you still need shishim. So who are the mim b'she'ein minai? Why should it be worse than mim b'minai? There's now a gzeiris chachamim that even without time you need shishim. So with the mim b'sheinim you need shishim. But Taisus argues, and the Rambam also, Taisus holds the only gezer on shishim in the case of mim b'minai where you can't tell the time, then there were gezer on shishim. But shaykh, mim b'sheinim minai, if shad is mim b'minai, you'd say, but if it would be einim minai, it would give time, so that's why it's aser. But shaykh, mim b'sheinim minai, where it's giving time. But you see here, it doesn't give tam. So then you go basa the tam. You don't go basa shishim. And even if it's not shishim, it's mutter. Mim b'minai, where you can't, it's not giving tam because it's the same tam. So you don't know if it would give tam had it been einay minai. So there is a din shishim. That's exeris chachamim. Mashenke, mim b'she'einay minai, didn't have to make a din shishim. It's totally if it gives tam. The Rambam also holds the way. Now the Rambam holds the shtikl chiddush l'churma, which you don't see in Taisus. Taisus is mashma, if you have shishim, then you don't have to bother with a kvela. A kvela is only when you don't have shishim. We don't know if you have shishim. The Rambam is mashma, whenever you could do the kvela, that's the mashmais of this gemara, that's how the Rambam learned up. Whenever you could do a kvela, it's mim b'shein amina, and you happen to have a kvela, then you're not samech on shishim. But mim b'minai, when there's no kvela, then you're then shishim. Hashem Kain, by Mimba B'Sheinim, meaning when you have a Kvela, since Shishim not Negeya, Mimanashuk, you have to use a Kvela. If you could taste it, even with Shishim, it's Aser. If you can't taste it, even without Shishim, it's Mutter. So come to Zezai. Taisus is Mashman, the Rosh Hashon, that you go both ways, Lekula. If you have Shishim, you don't have to bother with a Kvela. If you don't have Shishim, and the Kvela tells you there's no time, it's also Mutter. You go both ways of kula. Now, mim b'minai, where you can't be making a time, and then you need shishim. Hashem mim b'shein b'minai, shishim's good enough, and kvela's good enough. I think even according to that, if l'maisi you could taste it, even though the shishim will be aser, but you don't have to be chayshish for it. In the Rambam, mim b'shein b'minai, when you have a kvela, you don't go b'as a shishim. You need a kvela even if there is shishim, and a kvela works even if there's no shishim. Shishim is dafka by mim b'minai, or when there's no kvela. Rashi holds the way the Rishonim learn up Rashi, they go both ways to chumra. If there's no shishim, it's also no matter what, even if there's no tam. And even if there is shishim, if you could have a kvela, you have to use a kvela. The Rishonim are bothered, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, It's not a vart of samchina na kvela. Kvela is merish the chumra. But if we didn't have the kvela, it could be same mechan shishim. And even with the kvela, you need shishim. So kvela is merish the chumra. But the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the maskim to Rashi, that when you have shishim, a kvela doesn't work. The maskim to this chumra. Not like Taisus and the Rambam. But they still say that kvela is a kula. When does kvela come out of kula? They say, if the pshat is you had the thing banned and it was nimuach, and you know for sure that there's no shishim, so even if you can't taste it, it's aser. Now, Shankin, let's say you cook the potato, you cook the nevela with the potatoes. But you have the nevela, wasn't nimuach, and there's no shishim. But there, you don't know that the shishim of tam in the potatoes, you don't know how much platis there were. With chayshish, like the Gemara says later in this daf, we go keneged kulay misharinon. Because le'yadina mind an afik mene. We don't know how much went out. So we go keneged kulay. So there it's negeya kvela. Because even though they're maskim to Rashi's chumra, not like Taiz and the Rambam, that whenever you don't have shishim, even a kvela doesn't help, but here you don't know if you have shishim or not. You don't know how much time came out. Or by a pot. You have a pot that you cook treif of meat, and now you're cooking in it potatoes. So you have to go connect the whole pot. Because you don't know how much comes out. You don't know how much went, you don't know how much goes out. So you have to go connect the whole pot, so you're not going to have shishim. But there a kvela would work. Because if a kvela doesn't taste anything, you don't know that there's shishim. It's only a chumra that you go connect kulay, because lo yadina ha'kam anafik minei. So come to this Zai. There's one chumra in Rashi that even when you have shishim, you need a kfela, and that the Rishonim argue, but the Rambam is also mashma like Rashi. Whenever it's shayach a kfela, even if you have shishim, you need a kfela. But that's one machlokes Rishonim. Is shishim alone a heter, or even when you have shishim, you still need a kfela? In that part, the Rambam is mashma like Rashi. There's one shayla, if you don't have shishim, if a kfela helps. There, the Rambam is maker like Taisus. And they both hold that if you have a kvela, even if you don't have shishim, but the kvela tells you there's no tam, that would work. Only need shishim and mimbamina, which is like a lamekim atam. But when it's like a lamekim atam and you see there's no tam, it works. But in this shayla, the Rishonim hold like Rashi. The Ramban, the Rashi, the Ran, they hold like Rashi. That if you would know for sure that you don't have shishim, then even a kvela wouldn't work. But they say a kvela is negeya to a case where you don't know for sure. Because I'm not know. You don't know how much there is. Never Rashi's maskim. Or even in a case where you know there's no shishim keneged the tam, but if the gufa dava wasn't nimuach, so it's always you don't know how much tam there was. We're only mishayet keneged kulay because you don't know how much came out. But we don't know if in the tam there's shishim or not. So there the saying of ad kvela would help. And that's the pshat of samchina na kvela. Now let's go to another inyan which Rishonim talk about Taisus is Mayrich here about the shayla of mimba mina is batal. Rashi in Perikol Abasadaf Kuftes paskins like a Yehuda that mimba mina is loy batal. So anytime it's mimba mina, there's no bitul b'chlal. And all the Rishonim argue on Rashi. Rav Rishonim hold that no, we don't pass like a Yehuda, we paskin that mimba mina is batal. There's some cases where there's a chilik mimba mina mimishayna mina by Tavashesh Lamatirin. By Yain Nesach, by Chametz of Pesach, there are cases where there's a chiluk, but in most cases, mimba mina is also batal. And the Rambam, according to the Rishonim, the tam kikir is dairaisa, that mimba mina is more kal than mimba she'ena mina. Because mimba she'ena mina, since you could taste it, you say tam kikir is dairaisa, that's not batal, that would be asami dairaisa. Mimba mina, since you can't taste it, that would be batal. That's only the Rabbanan that you need shishim. And Shaina being a Rai from this Gemara, Rava says here, that by Mimba Minai, the Lek Lamekim at time is Bashishim. So Rava clearly is paskening that Mimba Minai is Batal. Yasa Mishainim, the Taisus written of Eidazarim, it's also the Sefer Yasher and Chedushim Simon Tafay and Aleph that say that Rava wasn't going La Locha, Rava was going like the Shittas Rabbanon. But Taisus here brings another Teretz from Rabbeinu Ephraim, which has to do with the Machlekes Shachin Ramah. He says it b'kitzah, I'll be mayrich a little bit about it. Because, like we said, we paskin, there are more paskins that, like, he's chayish for the shittas tamkik is deraisa, and he says that's why by min b'minay by a safik, we go l'kula, it's a safik darabana l'kula if you have a safik shishim, but min b'she'enay minay, then you have to be machmet tamkik deraisa by a safik, you have to be machmet a safik deraisa l'chumra. So the Rama says that what's considered mimbe mina, mimbe she'ena minai, is, doesn't depend on how it tastes, but depends on what it's called. Depends on the shma, not on the taima. What it's called, not how it tastes. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Vav. The Gabba Yayin Nesach, where there the din is mimbe mina is loy batul. So the Gemara talks about, what if you have grapes and grape juice? It's the same tam. They taste exactly the same, grapes and grape juice, but a different shame. Grapes are an oven. Grape juice is yayin. So therefore, it's a different shame in the same tam. Bayin says you go bust to the tam. Rava says you go bust to the shame. Similarly, the other way, if you have vinegar, you have vinegar from wine and vinegar from beer. So it's the same shame. They're both vinegar. They both have the same chaymetz. But they taste different because this comes from wine, this comes from beer. They taste different. Same machlokes of Bayin and Rava. So we pass them like Rav, you go busted the shame. So that's why the Rama says, the Mimbimina is totally in the shame, it's not totally in the top. But the Shach, he argues, he says, that's Lagabe the din of Mimbimina lay bottle. That Mimbimina is the Chumra, that it's not bottle. That's like Zeris Akasav, the Gemara Menachas, the Afkav Beis, learns it out from the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Sar, the Rabbi Yudah holds, you learn out from there that Mimbimina is lay bottle. Since it's the same min, it can't be bottled. The Ran in the sixth parak in the Dorim is Marech, he says that for bittul you need a snagdus. You need they should be fighting with each other. That the same min, Rabbi Yudah, they don't fight with each other. The Rabbanan will know, since one's asu, one's mutter, they fight with each other. But that's totally on the shame. That's totally what is called. That's totally what the min is. But that we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. We pass in that min b'mina yifaket is more bottled. But this shayla, that we hold, that mimba she'ena mina is the raisa because of tam ke'ikr, and mimba mina is the rabbanon, that's totally in tam. That's not a xeris akasav about mimba mina. That's totally in tam. If you could taste it, then you have a din of tam ke'ikr. If you could taste the issa, because the issa tastes different than the hetter, that's a din of tam ke'ikr. If you can't taste the issa because it tastes the same as the hetter, there's no din of tam ke'ikr. So that shouldn't be totally in shame. That avada should be totally in tam. He says, he spoke to all the gedolim, they all mask him to him. The Minchas Kain is maskim to him. Achreinim are maskim to the Shach. Lemaisa, the Pri Chodesh, the Chavis Das, says the Gan Tzarichas to try to be Yash of the Ramah. But Taisus here, Lechayer, is going with the Shach's chat. And he says, so Mela Zoi, you could say when Rava says that Mimba Minoi, which you can't taste, so there's Bishishim, you could say he doesn't mean Mimba Minoi Bishma. He means like grapes and grape juice. With the pshat is its bottle, it doesn't have the chumra of min b'mina loy bottle because it's a different shame. But it's still ef shalomekim a taima because it's the same time. That's what it means by min b'mina here. Chay ben Ephraim seems to be clear like the shach. Taisus also it only says not like him. He says the deichik since Rav held that min b'mina is totally in shma. Why would he call this min b'mina? That's Rabbeinu Ephraim's teretz. That the mimba mina here is different than the mimba mina there. Mimba mina le batul means it has the same shame. Mimba mina here was saying lech lemekam a time. It means it has the same tam. Chay like the shach. And we'll be mamshach that tzadik zayin in the next shir.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.